SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sunday, Melbourne witnessed some ugly scenes at the Fed Square, and it has sparked tensions within the Indian diaspora. We are speaking to Indian High Commissioner Manpreet Vora, who has raised the issue with Victorian and federal government. Welcome to SBS program, Manpreet ji.
Thank you very much.
So, incidents of violence which we saw on Sunday, and prior to that, temple graffitis, give us a sense how big is the issue?
Well, it's certainly creating division and discord and sadly violence now within the community, and that is highly disturbing. It is condemnable, of course, but it's also disappointing because signals that this may happen were evident, and we had been talking to the Australian authorities about it for several months. Perhaps more could have been done to avoid the kind of hatred that was seen on the streets of Melbourne and the violence that led to it. I think these pro-Khalistani elements and these organizations such as the Sikhs for Justice, based outside, they're not based in India, they're not based in Australia, for them to come in here with their divisive, hate-filled agenda, for them to try and radicalize people on the name of religion, for them to divide the Indian-Australian community is highly, highly regrettable. I wish it had been nipped in the bud.
You just mentioned that you have India has reportedly lodged its reservation with the Australian government about these anti-Indian sentiments. Clearly, no action was taken by the Australian government. How disappointed are you? And did you convey your disappointment to the Australian side?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what action they took, but clearly it wasn't sufficient to avoid the kind of rhetoric and the kind of violence that we saw being unleashed on Sunday. We hope very much, of course, that going forward, number one, there would be full investigations and people who did wield weapons to harm others would be brought to justice, and that action would also be taken to avoid the recurrence of any such activity in future.
Manpreet sir, you also tweeted yesterday that you met Dan Andrews, Victorian Premier, and you discussed about the violence issue, and you also discussed how to stop extremist pro-Khalistani group. What did you actually say, and what assurance did he give you?
Well, I don't think it's fair for me to go into the details of our conversation. Mm-hmm. But he did assure me that this is unacceptable, what happened, and that it should not have happened, and that they will do everything that is required to ensure that it does not recur.
Any suggestions that you made to him about how to stop this campaign?
Well, we spoke about a number of things, but one major point that I did make was that outside groups, such as the Sikhs for Justice, for them to be allowed to come into Australia and to undertake activities, radicalization activities, hold so-called referendums for seceding from India or for part of a very major part of India, are not activities that really should be done on the soil of Australia, because they are inimical to the interests of India, to our security, to our territorial integrity, and therefore there's really no place for them here.
How worried and upset are you about the Indian-Australian community image post these events? And, you know, the image of the Indian-Australian current is like they're hardworking, they're peace-loving. How worried are you? How upset are you about them?
Well, I'm very worried about the image of the Sikh faith and the Sikh community, because what happened, the kind of activities that they have indulged in the last several weeks, these pro-Khalistani elements, in the name of the Sikh religion, does not reflect the tenets of Sikhism. What happened in Federation Square absolutely does not reflect the tenets of Sikhism. So I'm concerned that they are bringing the religion into disrepute, not so much the wider Indian-Australian community that remains very well regarded and well respected in Australia.
And have you got any feedback from the Indian-Australian community, how upset the community is?
And the community is obviously upset that these events have taken place, that they have been allowed to take place. And therefore, we hope very much that there's no records.
How will the Indian government see these kinds of activities, especially the NRIs who are here, who are supporting this movement?
Well, we don't know who's supporting this movement. It is, fine. People have their choices. People have their preferences. But to do this in a foreign land and to be conducted by a third country organization, which is proscribed in India as a terrorist organization, that is quite unacceptable.
Will the girls see this as an attempt to shut down the freedom of expression? And is there a way forward to bring all the pro-Palestinian people on board and have a conversation?
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. The freedom of expression is what was happening over here, and that is fine. We also, as a democracy, believe in the freedom of expression, but there are obviously red lines and how you conduct that freedom of expression. There has to be concern, of course, about the misuse of these freedoms, which can lead to violence, which can lead to communal disharmony, which can lead to law and order problems.
But is there a way forward? Is there any chance to have a dialogue with the—
Well, dialogue is always open, and that is the way forward in any democracy. But to hold one-sided referendums is not dialogue.
Mr. Albanese is on, he's planning to go to India in March. Will you see these issues coming up in India as well?
Well, I can't predict what the leaders may talk.
Maybe from the Indian side.
With each other. But it is possible that various matters will be discussed. This could be one of them.
What other topics will be discussed?
Well, we have an extremely important and strategic partnership with each other. There's a lot that India and Australia are doing together. Our trade and investment relations, there's much more to be done there. We are working on geostrategic issues. We are working together with other partners also for various issues in the Indo-Pacific. So there's a very large agenda of relationship between India and Australia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.